Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Today's episode is sponsored by my Lit Daily Online Yoga Classes. This is an exclusive pass into my personal practice and program that I created from experience as a physical therapist and 20 years developing my Lit Yoga methodology. There is a different class with me every day, including special monthly live streams, so you can feel your most lit up anytime and anywhere. Get a 3-day free trial today by going to movementbylara.com and clicking daily classes. Let's get moving. Good movement, and welcome to Redefining Yoga, a Movement by Lara podcast, which is designed to investigate all aspects of the modern evolution of yoga from my background as a physical therapist and lover of movement. My mission is to help everyone find freedom through safer and stronger movement patterns, so together we can be uplifted, benefiting all beings. Today's podcast is dedicated to movement, which is my new Monday class or Monday podcast, Monday movement. And that can be movement of the body or movement in life. It has a large category. But today we're going to focus on the movement of getting better posture and focusing on one muscle that I am really digging a lot in the last few years that I talk about. And that is the longus coli muscle. It is a key deep cervical flexor. So before you tune out and think I'm just going to geek out on all these anatomy terms, I'm really going to talk about these in a way that will help you find better posture, find a better position for the skull on your neck, and affect the way you feel, not only in the region of your skull, but into the neck itself, into the shoulders. It will affect your breathing. Perhaps it'll affect your position of your pelvis, and all over this affects your posture. And position of the neck is crucial for feeling good, for getting a great amount of oxygen into the brain. And if you have ever suffered from headaches, you really need to pay attention, because many headaches can be caused by poor positioning of the neck. And then this imbalance of all the musculature around that, and how that affects blood flow and creates tension, otherwise known as tension headaches. So let me talk about the deep cervical flexors, the longus coli being this group of deep cervical flexors. The longus coli, longus capitis, the rectus capitis, and the longus cervicus are the main deep neck flexors. But the one I'm going to talk mostly about is the longus coli. So the neck flexors are going to be on the front of your neck. So where your throat is, you're facing forward, they're on the anterior side, but they're so deep they actually go in toward the back of it. So imagine the longus coli is spanning from the top vertebra of the neck, which is your atlas. And it goes down to the third thoracic vertebra. So it travels down through all 7 of the cervical vertebra into the third vertebra. So it's long, since it's called longus coli. And it's, which is also the third thoracic vertebra, is at the same level as at the spine of the scapula. So that gives you an idea of if this muscle is shortened or not functioning well, it can affect the position of the scapula because of its close arrangement there. So its role is to help the neck stay positioned and not be jutting forward. So imagine if you're sitting in front of a computer, what tends to happen is your head moves forward. So it's coming off center of that atlas, that first cervical vertebra, and you're moving at the kind of AO joint, which is the atlas occipital joint. So that moves you forward, and you have to lift your chin maybe a little bit or just try and maintain that off-centered position. And that forward head position is often the attempt for holding that head in alignment often recruits superficial neck muscles, which are really not as good for giving you support. And the deep neck flexors, like the longus coli, are really easily deactivated when your neck is in that position. And so when those are deactivated, when they're not working well, you continue to create a real postural problem. And with that, possible pain and all kinds of other symptoms. In addition to that, there's the position of the neck affects your breathing and affects your abdominal activity. So what I will often say to people, like in yoga, for example, I don't cue looking up a lot, where you're really extending the neck and pushing the chin up. And one reason is that people are doing that with their neck not in the best position to start off with. So they're not really extending it, almost that nodding-like way. They're not extending it well. They're not extending the cervical vertebra, but they're really doing that nodding action on that top joint. And that's going into kind of hyperextension and kind of squishing the cervical vertebra together. But it also, I don't want to say it takes down the activity or deactivates the muscle of the core, anterior core trunk, but it kind of does. And you can get a sense of that if you were sitting and if you're sitting upright, try this. You're sitting upright on your sit bones and feel get a sense of where your neck is. And if you've listened to me before, get a sense of the triple S in place, where the back of your skull, the back of your scapula, and the back of the sacrum are in alignment. And then bring your hands above the pubic bone. So you know where the pubic bone is, just come above that. And keep your fingers there, kind of press through the body, like you're pressing your fingers through to the back, just to get some feeling of flesh under there. And then lightly draw your pubic bone upward and your chin downward. So it's going down, but not stuffing it into a double chin. And just see if you get a sense of some core activity there. I'm hoping you do, because there is this engagement that occurs when your longus coli helps out, and because of its connections in this deep frontal line of the body. So I'm going to give you some exercises that you can really apply very simply in your daily life if you're experiencing, and I can't imagine you're not, because everywhere I travel, I was going to say you're experiencing forward head and all this stuff, like the text neck and all that, because everywhere I travel, I'm looking at people's posture and I'm dying inside, because the neck pain is just becoming an epidemic, the way people are, their head is forward. So these, you have to look at the longus coli as the neck abdominals. They're part of the deep neck flexor group that really helps to maintain your neck in a neutral position. So imagine, before I give you some exercises, but imagine taking your head in whatever position you have it right now and coming into a plank position. Well, what I see a lot of the time is people come in plank and they don't have that longus coli activation to keep their neck in neutral. So they either really drop their head down and that just deactivates the front line of the body, or they jut the chin forward, trying to use some of these other muscles to help you stay in plank. And that's just not a good look. So you want to find the triple S in plank, by lifting the front of your neck up in plank to keep the skull and the scapula and the sacrum in line. So the neutral neck position indicates that you're using those deep neck flexors, or you're hopefully using those. And the neutral position of the pelvis and low back is indicating that you're activating the core muscles of the abdominals. So the core of the neck and the core of the abdominals are both working in something like plank, where you have gravity working against you. But let's first bring awareness to this area. So lie on your back, and you can bend your knees and have your feet flat on the floor. And then as best as you can, try and find what feels like a neutral position where the back of your skull, the back of your occiput is on the floor. And then gently slide your head so that as if you could make your neck longer and the back of the skull, like you're sliding that away from your feet. And just slide it to the point where it feels like muscles are not allowing you to slide anymore. And you're not aggressively making a double chin happen. You're just lengthening your neck. And once you've found that length, unclench your jaw fully. So you can bring your fingers to the base of your chin. In this, there's soft tissue, there's a softness there. So you find the jaw and then you go back into the space of the soft palate. And you're in the bottom of the chin. That's the hyoid area. And you want to soften that. You want to soften that because the hyoid, there's muscles that attaches from the hyoid bone to the sternum. And we want to not have those be clenching because that will affect the position of your neck. Clenching your jaw also will affect that whole connection of these deep front muscles. So the neck flexors, as well as all the way down into the pelvic floor. So think about if you're clenching your jaw, that would actually impact all the way down into the pelvic floor. So get in the habit of learning how to dial down those superficial muscles, like those muscles at the underneath the jaw, and then the sides of the muscles the sides of the neck of the SCM, the sternocleidomastoid. So that stands for muscles that attach from the sternum to the clavicle, and the mastoid, which is on the, if you follow the jaw up by the ear, there's a bone there called the mastoid. A way of finding the sternocleidomastoid is you're lying down in this position, you've slid your head up, you're softening the soft palate, you're not clenching your jaw, and then find your sternum and then go over to the place where the sternum and the clavicle meet. And you'll feel this little bump there, that little notch where the joint of the sternoclavicular joint is. And then go from that little bump up about a centimeter, or like just, you know, a finger, the tip up, and then a fingertip out. And then that you're probably sitting on the bottom of the sternocleidomastoid. And you can just lift your head up from the position you're in, and you'll feel that muscle probably push into your fingers. So what we want to do is calm that muscle down so we can get into the neck. So in the position of lying down on your back with the skull on the floor and the jaw is unclenched and your fingers are right at the sternocleidomastoid, so you're going to get feedback that you don't want to be working from there. Try and nod your head so that your chin drops down toward your chest. And when you start to feel the chin, that muscle really pop up toward you in your fingers, back off a little bit. So you're training the sternocleidomastoid not to fire first, but to really get the longest coli firing. So you're doing this lying down on your back. And you might need to film yourself if you're not sure, but it's really about feeling it and getting the neural feedback. And then what you can do is nod your head again, like you're nodding up and down. Nod it so the chin is dropping down toward the sternum, trying to find that range of motion where you're not getting the sternocleidomastoid firing yet. And then you can try and lift the skull off of the floor a little bit. And you might feel here the sternocleidomastoid will kick in, but you're trying to get deeper into that. So imagine beneath that, so straight through to the cervical vertebra and back. That's where your those attachments are. You're getting the cervical flexors. Okay, if that was like a ton of information, let's just review this, okay? The cervical neck, the longus coli, is one of the deep neck flexors. So it's responsible for flexing the neck, which is the movement of bringing your chin towards your chest. It also has some degree of rotation involved as well. You can't see or feel the neck flexors, these deep neck flexors, but you're going to need them to work in lieu of the sternocleidomastoid trying to work. They will help, the longus coli muscle will help you find a more neutral neck position. And so it's very important if you have poor neck posture, which is many people, if you have shoulder or upper back pain, or if you have headaches, you need to work on this longus coli. Imagine it being like you're doing core work for the neck. When you're in an ideal posture, quote unquote, think of like your ears should be almost in line with the front of the shoulders. So very many people have their ears way in front of their shoulders. And that, you know then that the longus coli muscles are deactivated most likely because you're extending the neck and you're stretching those guys out and they're not working. So start on your back, which is called supine, and work again. Unclench the jaw, find the SCM, start to learn to lift, to get the head nod first, lift the head up a little bit without letting the SCM be the first thing to activate. Stop moving when the SCM, like if your SCM comes on right away, you need to work. This will help your nervous system as well. So work slowly. A smaller movement is going to be better. You're going to have to work until you, and give feedback with your hands to train that as the sternocleidomastoid not to kick in right away. These can be exercises you could get from a physical therapist, you know, drawing the chin in, but they're not going to be as effective if people aren't watching what you're doing or you're not watching what you're doing and getting the neuromuscular feedback, because you need to reprogram the way you position your neck. That's about all I'm going to say, except this postural stuff is so important. If you have your forward head, you are turning down your intrinsic core activation, the synergy of all of it. Your chin and your head are forward. You're going to round your shoulders. You're not going to be able to breathe as well. You're not going to be able to connect to your pelvic floor, to your deep core muscles. Your pelvic tilt is probably going to happen one way or another. So know that by helping yourself, by understanding what the longus coli muscles are for and how to use them and strengthen them to help position your neck, learn that that is going to help your posture, your neck position, your core activation, and then taking that into all the movement patterns like plank and other things that are more challenging. So I hope this helped you. Let's keep moving and grooving together and working the core muscles of the neck and the trunk. Hugs from me to you. I'm pulling for you always.